Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is great to be with you. I am Bart Winkler, and welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Oh, it's something I've been saying into microphones my whole life. But now people have access to hear it. I did a lot of play record over cassette tapes in my bedroom that I wish I did not tape over. I would love to hear some of those. I would love to play them back, as embarrassing as they were. I had a whole like cinematic universe of characters that I would do. There was one story arc where I died and then came back to life. I don't know what was going on in that brain, but somehow it got me here. So something worked. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Oh, I did not have a dream that I died, but I did have a dream today. I've asked you this before. Have you ever dreamt about the show?
No.
Never?
No, why would I?
I have dreams about the show a lot. And it's where I do a show. Like, I do a full show, and then I wake up and have to do a show. And it's better now, because if I do have that dream, I wake up, and I've got, you know, I don't work until the evening. But when I was doing mornings, sometimes I felt like I was doing an 8-hour show, because I did 4 hours in my sleep. Like, there wasn't anything crazy that happened. Like, it wasn't like an adventure. It was just me doing a show. It was me being like, hey, everybody, I'm Bart Winkler, you know, and it's just like, okay, that was just the dream I had. Today, the dream was, in the last hour of the show, I couldn't get reconnected. And it was like a whole hour of me trying to reconnect to the show. And if that were to happen in real life, like, you know, we'll figure it out and, you know, just try again tomorrow, I guess. But it was like a show that I had to be on the air for some reason. I don't really understand all the rationale behind my dreams, but I knew it was something like that. That's what most of my dreams are, where it's always I got to get somewhere or accomplish a task, and then I never do. Much better than the dream I had the other night where I thought it was 100% real. I was riding a bike in heavy traffic. I got knocked off the highway, thrown over, like, I was on one of those highways that, like, an overpass kind of thing, and I was on a bike, and I got thrown over the highway because a car hit me, and I was falling through the sky, and I thought to myself, I'm going to die. This is, like, I really thought I was going to be dead.
Oh, your dreams suck.
Yeah, and then I didn't, like, a lot of times people will wake up, but I landed on some back porch, like, cot where people were throwing a cocktail party.
Those are awful, man. My dreams are good compared to yours.
Yeah, I mean, okay, every now and then I have the, hey, I haven't seen you in 15 years. What are you doing here?
I have those almost nightly. It's actually kind of scary and concerning.
Yeah, I think you need to roll over and touch your wife.
I lied. I remember just saying this, last week. I remember I had a dream about you and Emily Kaplan because I was trying to book her for a hockey guest, which is crazy because I can't. She works for ESPN. We don't have ESPN people here. Normally, if it's a dream with me and Emily Kaplan, not talking about the show. The only problem with my dreams is I never finish.
You never what?
I never finish. I have to wake up. Like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, God, just put me back to sleep.
You never
finish the deed.
So you are saying what I think you're saying.
Yes. Like, my dreams are very active. I have good dreams except for the end where I always wake up.
You don't want to, because then when you wake up in reality, that's going to, like, pierce through that. Wow.
It's almost like an episode of Black Mirror.
I thought you meant I never finished the dream.
I never, like, biologically finish.
You're making me blush. I'm feeling like a prude here.
Oh, this is night. This is late night radio.
Well, hey, next time you do, let me know to follow up on this conversation, okay?
I don't think I will.
All right. Well, I am not going to finish this Thunder and Nuggets game. I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to watch a different game. I think at this point we are safe to turn off this basketball game. We are going to get the first home win of round two of the NBA playoffs. No home team has won yet. The Celtics blew a 20-point lead again to the Knicks. And they had a final possession where Mikal Bridges made a big defensive play again. Same thing happened. That happened the other night. So they're down 0-2. They got to go to New York this weekend. This game between the Thunder and the Nuggets, the Thunder have a 45-point lead with 4 minutes to go. Are we safe? I think we're safe. 141-96 with 4 minutes to go. I think the Thunder are safe. So the Nuggets, this is a great start. They got a split. That's what you want. This felt like how I thought the Boston game would go, where you get the better-seeded team that lost that first game at home, and then they say, okay, that's not going to happen again. They come back out in game two, and they really take out all their transgressions. They really take everything out on the opponent. I thought that's what was going to happen with Boston. They were up 20, so it looked like it was going to, but then they lost again. Thunder are going to be able to at least get the split. I feel like this could be a series where the Thunder actually do wrap it up in five. You know, some of these times the home team loses game one and you think, oh, this is going to be a series, and then it's not. And it's certainly not going to be the case with the Cavs in Indianapolis as they go to Indianapolis to take on Indiana. And it's not going to be the case with the Celtics and the Knicks, as both of those home teams are down 0-2. You've got the Warriors, who are up 1-0 in a game they needed to win because they lost Steph Curry in that game. They're not going to have Steph Curry for at least a week. We don't know how long he's out. It's a hamstring strain, but they're not going to reevaluate him for a week. And by that time, they will already have played games 2, 3, and 4. And I believe game 5 is next Wednesday. Is game 5 already? Yeah. So, and you're almost out game 5 as well. Is Steph Curry going to be back by Sunday, May 18th? I think realistically, that is the quickest that we will see him back. And that would be game 6 at home. So they're going to have to at least win one more game. Now, I am turning off the Thunder and Nuggets game, and I am going to turn on some hockey, because we've got an interesting one happening between Dallas and Winnipeg. So on the ice tonight, we have the Maple Leafs, who beat the Panthers, so they're up 4-3 after two. And then Dallas is up 3-2 on Winnipeg. And you'll never guess who has scored all the goals in this game, as he is on some sort of run. And that is Mikko Rantanen, who has a hat trick again. He had a hat trick back in game 7 against his old team, and now has put up 3 goals here in the second period as they're in the third. Dallas with the 3-2 lead over the Jets. So both of these playoffs, I think earlier in the week we were trying to say, hey, which one's better? I like this, I like that. Which one's better? Both of these playoffs have been very, very exciting up to this point. I keep leading you guys on that I'm going to talk about this Cowboys trade, and I am. And we will get there. But first, let me talk to a couple of Johnnies that are on the phone. And that's not like a thing I call people. That's their name. Johnny is in Atlanta. 888-710-4ISN. Hello, Johnny in Atlanta.
What's going on, Bart? Hey, in your dreams, you can't even win a championship with the Bucks. So go ahead and trade them right now. You know your sub in your mind is that Bucks have no shot.
Go trade it. Are we talking about Pat Connaughton? Trading Pat Connaughton?
No, we talk about Giannis. We talk about Giannis. You can't even dream of a championship right now. So why is he still keeping him around? Well, didn't Steph Castleman win Rookie of the Year this year? So if you trade him to the Bucks, get Steph Castle at 4 first-round draft picks, y'all will be back in the playoff running in the next 2 years. So take the tank right now. Get a young guy who's like the,
there's a difference between building around Giannis and Stephen Castle.
Stephen Castle got a better upside than Giannis do right now.
I mean, if we're talking about rookies of the year, I've seen Michael Carter-Williams win Rookie of the Year. I've seen Malcolm Brogdon win Rookie of the Year. That doesn't mean you're building a team around a guy.
But Stephen Castle is only 20 years old, while Giannis 31. What, 30, 31 years old? Playing another.
Yeah, but I can pretty much guarantee you the next 7 years of Giannis will be better than the next 7 years of Stephen Castle.
Next 7 years is another first-round knockout because they will not compete with Cleveland. They will not compete with Boston. And they will not compete with the Pacers. These are all upcoming teams. Y'all on the downside right now. Y'all got the AARP clock squad because Dame is going to be hurt every year. Giannis is going to start getting hurt every year. So go ahead and get young because, trust me, this upcoming draft is a great draft to start your new organization. So come on, why you like you just said, you dream of other stuff than Bucks winning a championship. So you are symbolically, you already know the Bucks have no shot.
That's quite a leap to make there, Johnny, but I think you're just trying to throw some jabs at me after I crapped all over your team for an hour last night.
No, I'm not throwing jabs. I'm just bringing reality to you because you even see the Knicks coming up winning. What do the Bucks have besides Giannis on that squad right now? Y'all can't out.
Nothing.
Exactly. So basically, I'm saying y'all going to win with Giannis. Giannis is going to bring y'all the championship. Because y'all got, 56 million in Dame.
I'll keep, Johnny, thanks for the call. I'll keep saying it from this angle, is that Johnny's logic is sound. And any other situation, that is the inevitable outcome. But with this particular player and this particular team, I don't think that becomes the outcome. I don't think the Bucks. I mean, even if Giannis was like, please trade me, the Bucks would be like, no. And then Giannis would say, okay, I will continue to play hard. Even if Giannis was like, trade me, I won't play for you otherwise, I think the Bucks would be like, no. And then Giannis would be like, yeah, you're right. I don't think either side is going to force the issue. And I think both sides think that they can go it better. And yeah, for the Bucks, look, this guy won a championship there. For the Bucks, even if they don't win, they are better off getting 6 seeds with Giannis more than they are trying to start a rebuild. Either way, I don't think they win. Like, it's a moot point, kind of, because I don't think they're going to win another one with Giannis, and I don't think they're going to win with whatever they would trade for him. So it's all a moot point to me. Johnny is in Virginia. Johnny.
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm a huge Cap fan. We got freaking blown out last night, dude, and I haven't hit the panic button yet, but if we lose tomorrow,
You lost in overtime.
Yeah, I understand, but I just don't think we match up against Carolina very well.
Oh, okay.
I'm very confident in all the other teams. Like, I'm not worried about Florida, maybe Dallas. Dallas I'm a little iffy about, but they're on the West Coast, so that wouldn't even be until later on. But we got blown out last night, dude, and it's like a common occurrence with this team, the Hurricanes. It's not good. So, like I said, I'm a little nervous, but I'm pretty sure we're going to bounce back tomorrow, or today, whatever day it is.
Johnny, you tell me, what is it about Carolina that gives Washington fits?
They're a lot faster team than us. We play like we're like a heavier team, especially like our top line. I don't really consider like Ovechkin our top line. I would go with Pierre-Luc Dubois, Tom Wilson, and Alexander Protas. Dude, those guys are all like 6'3", like huge dudes. So what we normally do is we kind of like slow down the game a little bit, and then we like kind of attack. We don't really go for high quality chances. We go for high quality scoring chances as opposed to the quantity. Now the Hurricanes, dude, they're fast, they're aggressive, and they just attack relentlessly. And since we're like an older team, we haven't really matched up well against these faster paced teams sometimes. And that's where my main concern is. And I have another question, I guess more like advice I'm kind of asking for you. So I'm a dad. I relate to you a lot because a lot of your stories.
Oh, we're doing a little caller dad corner. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Because I need this. Okay. Because all right, you're a dad. I'm a dad. I'm 32. You're like 35. My kid's 6, turning 7. So we're pretty much on par. What do you do when he's like starts whipping your butt in sports? Because I'm getting there. We're playing soccer. I pulled my hammy, and my kid's like juking me out right now. And I don't really know what to do.
Your kid is whooping your butt in sports?
In soccer.
How? Soccer. Did you never play soccer?
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty decent, but he's just, I don't know what it is, man. At first I started taking easy on him, and then, he got better, and I stopped taking it easy on him, and now we're kind of on par. But now that I feel now that I'm getting older, I pulled my hammy today. 2 weeks ago, I made a diving attempt on a goal, and I popped out my knee. It's not good.
Oh.
So I'm just looking for some advice here.
All right. Well, if it's going to make you hurt, then you got to not do that.
No, okay? I know. I hear you. But I don't know it's going to hurt until after I do it. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, all right. Let me think about that one. Johnny, thanks for the call. So he is. Thank you. I am older than that. He is 6 or 7. So they get a little better. But you're still a grown man. And if you're playing a soccer shootout, maybe he'll beat you. If you're just dribbling around, he's probably a little quicker. And he's probably got better stamina. My kid and I raced home today from the end of the block. And, I thought I had a little more stamina than that. He quote unquote beat me, but I was more winded than I thought I would be. Once you get to the point, here's how I'm going to approach this. Because right now, in basketball, I play my kid in basketball. And, he's the size of a kid. So I can't just sit there and block him and, check into him. I'll kick his ass every time. But right now, you let him win because it's not about the winning and losing. It's about him enjoying the sport. And learning about the game. If he's a 5-year-old kid, he's getting his ass kicked by dad every time. Some dads are going to think, oh, well, that's just going to motivate him to be better. Be better at something he hates? No, you want him to like it. You have fun with him. You show him, hey, I can beat you if I want. But you have fun with him. The point is to have fun. Now, once he gets to that level, and I'd love to see some video of this, but once he gets to the level where he can beat you, then you play. You play it out and you have real competition because then that's what's better for him. So play so that he enjoys it. And then after that, play and see how he does. The games I would have with my dad, we would play and he would try. The last time I played him in basketball was in a pool. And he beat the hell out of me, so that's great. I don't have a lot of upper body strength. But the last time we played real basketball on a real court, I'm pretty sure he popped his kneecap right out of the socket. And we played for about 3 minutes. So you got to be careful of that, too. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I don't think any show in the history of shows has told you they were going to talk about the Cowboys and not yet talked about the Dallas Cowboys. What am I doing?
Yeah, we have a dad corner before we get to the Cowboys.
I got to get to the Dallas Cowboys, baby. They made a trade that will probably just benefit them for 1 year. Is George Pickens the Cowboys version of Kyle Tucker? Many people are wondering.
hush your mouth.
888-710-4476. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
You know, if I ever had Sean Grandy on the program, he does the Celtics play-by-play for the Celtics radio network, I would give you my best. And I don't not like him as a person. I stop listening to him. I don't know. It's too, I'm not into the Celtics. You know, they've taken out my Bucks enough times. Because what I'll do sometimes is I'll listen to the game as my, on my way in. I'll listen to the game on NBA radio on Sirius XM. We're on channel 375, by the way. But I'll listen to that. I got that in one ear, and then on the way in, I got JR in the other, of course. And they always take the home team's feed. I learned that last year in the playoffs. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do it. So they lost, and I'm not reveling in the fact. I'm marveling at the fact. I'm stunned at the fact. The Celtics losing to the Knicks the exact same way that they did two nights ago. This portion of the show brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. They had a 20-point lead and they blew it. Those of you hanging on for the reaction that I have to the George Pickens to the Dallas trade, we will get to that in a little bit.
Sure, we will.
I've decided to talk more about the Celtics and the Knicks. I don't know. The George Pickens trade feels like it happened yesterday. Like not even, like, if he didn't kind of talk about it in the morning, it's kind of like, ugh. Plus, Dallas has bigger fish to fry right now. They've got, 8 seconds left in this game? Trying to beat the Winnipeg Jets? And it looks like they are going to. So, Mikko Rantanen, another hat trick. Oh, what, there's 1 second left? Okay. But they should get that win in game one of that series. Boston, yet to get a win. Down 0-2. Losing both games at home in a very similar fashion. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Earlier in the show, you heard a little bit from Joe Mazzulla. I would love to bring you some Jason Tatum sound, but he never spoke. There was a fire alarm going off, and everybody had to clear the building, so he never got to speak. Now, the streets are wondering if he pulled a fire alarm. I would not make that accusation or inquire. I don't know what the real emergency was, and I would not like to make light of a situation like that. But I'm just telling you what other people are saying. Paul is in Westfield, Massachusetts. Paul, how are you?
Well, I, like you, am in shock. However, as Paul Christ, the sports pope, I have to delineate and mitigate this problem with core facts. As a caller and both a fan of sports, it's in times of a very difficult situation, a cooler head prevails. And this isn't that difficult to analyze. You have Orlando had the best defense, and the Knicks has given us more trouble. They're very physical, and they're bullying and beating up us on. And Mazzulla's coaching plan is not effective when you have Drew Holiday and Derek White, two of the best point guards, and you're having Tatum bring the ball down. And by the time Tatum's done blocking and trying to get botched out, they didn't have any legs. They're missing open shots. They're not going and diving for the rebound. And they're being played by New York with the perfect game plan where they're making us die by the three, and they're blocking the lanes. So everything we did all year to get there, we're just simply not doing. And here's the other side of that coin. We are the best team on the road. However, we're 25-100 when we're forced to play the long ball, which we don't seem to do well, and that's what New York is forcing us to do. So I'm hoping, and again, this is the element of the quizzical X factor.
Porzingis is being honest. He's got a mystery virus. It's 2025, and we don't know what's wrong with him. Is it infecting the other players? Because they look deleted, weak, slow, and with no oomph. So if they can create ball movement, create separation, take advantage of the mismatch, actually rebound and go for the ball and make open shots, we can't miss. We can go on the road and beat them at home and bring it back home if we play as a team and actually play basketball. But I've never seen a more collateral collapse on coaching, strategy, and individual player performance. All three tiers disappeared. I mean, what can you add to that?
Wait, so yeah, what is going on with Porzingis? What, he's sick and nobody knows why?
Yes, sir. In 2025, they seem to be able to undiagnose and not diagnose or delineate what is in fact is an infection. And thank you for reminding me. I didn't bring up the second big point. The sixth man of the year, Pritchard. Our bench is so deep, we watch them come in and win games. So if Porzingis is being honest and saying he's not well, then thank him for being honest and bring someone else in, because this is not working. This is a terrible two-game collapse that I don't think anyone expected.
No, certainly not. And Paul, thanks for the call. And definitely not after game one. I think what we thought we would see is the game two that we saw from the Thunder. They won by 43 points. I don't know if we thought the Celtics would win that by that many, but we thought they would put a beat down on the Knicks, not just to show that we're better, but to get some of the frustration out after game number one, and then the series would be split going back to New York. Porzingis just played 14 minutes, had 8 points off the bench. I'm trying to find like more information on this. Chris Mannix of SI tweeted, "This Porzingis illness is bizarre. It cost him 8 games in March with lingering effects in May, and no one can explain it." So I don't know. I would like to see all these Twitter doctors that are so quick to diagnose Steph's obvious hamstring strain. I would like to see them try to figure out what's wrong here. Who's that guy that I hate? Oh, yeah. Jesse Morse. Hey, Jesse Morse! Why don't you figure out from your couch what the hell's going on with Porzingis? You Bart Winkler look-alike jerking ass. Guy kind of looks like me. I don't like it.
Bort.
His face is a little more stretchier than mine. It's molded different.
Are you talking to me?
No, my son is also named Bort.
I don't like this guy. I don't like any of these guys. I don't like any of these guys with an MD and a blue check mark, and they're on Twitter all day. Hey, maybe see a patient once in a while.
Come along, Bort.
Trying to make your money off of the internet. What the hell you be a doctor for? Isn't that the whole point, to be a doctor? To help people and make money? Not to get in the bowels of Twitter in 2025? As Homer would say, Jeebus. Yeah, that's a pretty good breakdown of what the Celtics are not doing right. It is a make-or-miss league. They did lose this game by 1 point, and they lost the other game by 3 points. They've taken 103-point shots in 2 games. They have missed 75 of those shots.
Whoa.
If you're a Celtics fan, you just think, if we can make a couple of these shots, we're right back on easy street. And maybe that is what happens in Game 3. That has to be what happened in Game 3. Or they could, like, play different and not try to take 50 shots a game from three. And then that is what they're doing. Jrue Holiday can take the ball up. Derek White can take the ball up. They're letting Tatum take the ball up. He's chucking a 29-footer. And if Porzingis is in there, I mean, they could put Horford down there, but I don't know that they have a ton of size. Yeah, did they get out rebounded tonight? No, they got more rebounds. That's not the issue. It's just missing shots. And these last couple possessions they've had, I mean, Mikal Bridges has been all over them. And yeah, credit to Coach Tom Thibodeau. He's got these guys on lock right now. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll come on back right now. Here's an update with Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. A lot of good action tonight across all the sports and action. That's a broad stroke of the brush there. Talking about the Knicks beating the Celtics 91-90. Kristaps Porzingis in this game played just 14 minutes off the bench, had 8 points. In game one, he played just 13 minutes, was 0 for 4 shooting, and his absence, well, he's been there, but he hasn't been really himself. He's dealing with the lingering effects of an illness that kept him out for about 8 games in March. After the game, he had said, "I'm just not feeling my best. I'm not feeling my best at all. It kills me inside." Back in March, he was asked about this. He says, "It was extremely, extremely frustrating not knowing what I had. I haven't been this sick probably ever in my life. After each workout, I was boom, big crash, really fatigued, not normal." So people are trying to figure out what it is. What does it sound like? I think, you know, if I'm going to play Twitter doctor, it sounds like perhaps mono. But if I'm going to play Twitter doctor even more, I'll tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like something that where these are the symptoms. Post-exertional malaise, the worsening of symptoms following physical or mental exertion, fatigue, brain fog, dizziness. These are the symptoms of long COVID. Maybe it's long COVID. I don't know. Can we even speculate on that? COVID. I don't know. COVID was a weird time. I don't think any of us handled that. We didn't know what to do. But I do think that there are lingering effects of this virus. And maybe this is it. I know one guy I know does diagnose long COVID. He's still struggling. So maybe it's that. I don't know. Are we allowed to speculate on that? Because right away, it's a non-COVID illness. Well, he might not have COVID right now. He missed some games back in 2022. I don't know. I feel like we've gotten to a point that was such a traumatic and weird and quick thing. And then it got very politicized. I don't know. I don't know if we're supposed to... Like someone gets hurt, you go, "Hey, it might be an Achilles. Oh, it might be a hamstring. Oh, did he pop his ACL? Could it be his MCL?" And everyone's like, "Did he?" But if you go, "Hey, does he have long COVID?" It's like, "Oh my God, what did you just say?" What it sounds like. But I don't know. I'm speculating with everybody else. What we do know from a basketball standpoint is whatever he's got isn't allowing him to play at full capacity, and it is hurting the Celtics, who lost 91-90 to the Knicks after blowing a 20-point lead, just like what happened in game one. Billy Bob is in Chicago. What's up, Billy Bob?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I think it's Caruso changing the Celtic in the midcourt thing there.
Oh, God. To what?
He was always leaning on that cane, but didn't he used to have a drink in his hand and a cigar in his mouth, and now he's spinning a ball? Think about it.
Old Celtics logo?
Yeah.
He's still got the pipe. He's got a little pipe.
All right, my bad on that. Anyway, you still got Giannis up there in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, that's all I had, man. Have a good night.
All you had? If that's all you had, that was like, thanks for the call. Greg in Michigan, you got a pipe in your mouth right now, Greg? What's up?
Alberto, it's the warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, sorry about that. You are giving me goosebumps. You are spot on about long COVID. Yes, my friend. My buddy Chris Cuomo has it, and it's like the same type of thing. Malaise, weakness, tiredness.
Chris Cuomo still got long COVID? He's got
it? Yes, he does.
I remember when I saw him. He was in his basement. I remember that.
Yes. Yep. He does, and he brings it up often, and yes. Oh, my God, Alberto, never, ever be ashamed of telling the truth. That's what Alberto Winkler does. You're not the Bart Winkler show. It's the Alberto Winkler. Paul was very didactic in his instruction and what he was articulating. Now, real quick, I'm reveling in what the Knicks are doing to the Celtics. We have a host here in Detroit that is just going crazy. I told Carlos with a K who it is, but he'll tell you off the thing, and he's just going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Like in a good way or in a negative? Who's he like?
He likes the Celtics. He can't believe the Knicks are doing this to a Celtics. I'm sure you can figure it out. But, I mean, this should be the Detroit Pistons, really. And, I mean, isn't this reminiscent of the Knicks and the way the Pistons played? 80s bad boys Pistons, you know, just tough and rugged, you know, playing where it's all very physical. You're spot on about this, Alberto. You're giving me goosebumps there, big fella. Mr. Positive is just going, oh, my God, you should see the little bumps on my arms.
What's giving you goosebumps that I'm just talking about the sports?
Yep, sports and the long COVID. That was very perspicacious of you.
Every time that I've ever talked about COVID on a radio, I got, you know, people emailing my boss trying to get me fired.
No.
I got a six-month son at home at the time, and I'm like, hey, I'd probably prefer he doesn't get whatever this is.
Oh, Alberto, don't be ashamed. You're spot on. Call you Friday. Everybody, go for your dreams.
I had COVID one time. Thanks, Greg. At least that I tested positive for. And I had the kind where it didn't do anything. Now, I felt like I've had those, whatever the diagnosis is. I've felt it, but then it never comes positive on the test. But the one time it came positive on the test, it's like, okay, you're upstairs for the week. And I was upstairs and didn't really have to do a lot of the diaper changing. And that was what I did with that week, Carlos, is when I was doing my binge on Marvel. So
that's awesome. That's the best way to do it. I got it twice. Once on the booster shot, like the booster legitimately put me on my ass where I had to actually call out of here back when I was part-time a couple hours before I had to report. I'm like, nah, I can't do it. Like, I'm literally shaking. And then I caught it for real maybe, I think it was actually about a year and a half ago. It was just very random, too. I'm like, I think I have COVID. And I tested and sure as hell, there it was on the stick saying I got it and, you know, got to hang out for a week and really do nothing.
I've had two things happen that I've still have gone undiagnosed. One, I had this headache so bad, it felt like my head was in a vice for a full week and nothing cured it. And then it just magically went away like in a snap of a finger. That was nuts. And then one time, I ate a submarine sandwich, as it's called, and I got like 18 pepperoni-sized welts on my back. Like all of a sudden, my back was like I was King Koopa.
What are you, like Homer eating the purple sandwich that you refused to throw it away 3 weeks after it expired?
Yeah, and so I thought, I don't know what it was. I thought I had like a allergy to something, but it's never happened again, and I don't know what the hell it was. It's just weird. Sometimes the human body. The other night, too, get this, I fell out of bed.
No way.
Now, I did have about 10 Jack and Cokes, but.
Oh, well. There
you go. Might have been. That might have been the. I'd like to buy them in those little cans.
Me too.
We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.